You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Listen to the lyrics on this next one. Mikey will be talking to these guys after this.
Hi, Mikey. Hi. Hi. I'll be talking to these guys after this.
It's a shame that school holidays are finished, because that's a family song, that one. That's a family song, Burning Bush. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, Bloodnut. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi there.
Could you like to introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Doug Prime. This is other Doug.
My name also is Douglas, yes.
My name's not Doug. My name's Ty, but I play drums.
If we get one more Doug, we're going to be calling ourselves Dougnut.
Thrugnut. Yeah. The common thread between you all is that you are redheads.
Varying degrees of red,
but still flying the flag. Hence the name Bloodnut. Second album for you guys has just been released.
Yep.
And what a beauty it is too. What a powerful image it is on the front there. An image that I put it to you. could define terrifying monsters for the next year or two.
That's our deity that we made up for ourselves, the Space Orangutan.
Saint Ranger.
It's got to be terrifying on a spiritual level.
Saint Ranger. I want you to look at it there and tell me what's the you think the scariest things about it.
Oh, he's on fire.
He's on fire. He's not just, so he's not just red, a orangutan. Yeah. He's not just a ranger. He's an on fire ranger.
Endangered and on fire, yeah. Ah!
Plus he's in space. He's in, you know, nothing can kill him.
He's in space, on fire, nothing can kill him. There you go. Hey, so for people who don't know anything about you guys, you've been around for, this is your second album, been playing for, since 2012. Been playing very powerful music, obviously.
Thank you.
And got together under the premise that you've all got the same colour hair, or?
Yeah, I started the band in 2012 because of that Tim Minchin song about only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Sorry.
Right on.
He went in that song, it's like a comedy song, he's rifled through a bunch of different, like, you know, names for gingers, and Bloodnut was one of them. I was like, that'd be an awesome kind of metal band name. And then I thought, I'm more into the stoner, you know, Caius, Doom Riders, that kind
God
of thing.
God bless you.
Yeah. So I gathered some gingers. I mean, there were different gingers at that point, but we've gone through a few lineup changes, but yeah.
When you say you gathered some gingers, where does one go? Do you go to a website? Do you go to support group? Do you go to people that need more anesthetic than others, or what's the
special back alleys and
yeah.
places where they're known to gather?
Congregate.
Forming groups.
Just use the old faces, really. Just found Sean, who was from Indie Response and Cold by Winter back in the day. He was called Bloodnut for a while, actually, and he was more the ginge. He was one of the first members, and there was a guy called Josh from Snakes of Iron. Everyone was in other bands as well. This was kind of a side project for them, but it was my baby.
It's the sort of sound that you guys make is, you know, when we were just talking off air there about bands like Kais and stuff like that, it's good and grunty, and it's not going to go away, is it?
No,
it's got legs.
It's quite popular in Melbourne at the moment, which is good,
because
we're going there this weekend.
With the trams and all. Yeah. you've taken it overseas before or not?
No, this is our first time going overseas this Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think we should go to Melbourne with our brand new album. Congratulations, that's really awesome. And how long are you over there for?
Oh, just a weekend. We're doing a Friday's sideshow and then the Brutality Festival, brew as in beers.
Oh, sure.
And on the Saturday. So we figure festival's a good way to introduce ourselves, because we're part of, you know, a mini band lineup rather than just trying to do our own thing.
What's the plan? What's the plan with this album? Sort of, where do people buy it from for a start?
The bloodnut.bandcamp.com is the best way, because there's merch on there as well. We've got lighters and patches and t-shirts soon. But there's also, you can get physical.
It's hard to get a good patch nowadays.
Yeah.
Unless you're a gang member, I suppose. But.
We got good ones. They're from China, but they're right, China.
I remember getting pulled over in Rothesay Bay. Oh, look at that! Yeah. That's it. But you see, pentagram fashioned in good bright orange and high vis orange. There,
it's got to be orange on black for this band.
I remember getting pulled over when I was a youngster in Rothesay Bay, wearing a wasp back patch when I was about 14. And,
really?
And the police going, "What gang are you in?" And I was like, "What? What?"
I'm in the Killer Bees.
I was in the Blackie Lawless. you guys have been, you're representing not just this type of music, you're representing redheads.
Yeah.
Do you find that has got its positives but also its negatives?
Yeah, it's hard walking the line between people thinking we're a piss take band, which we're not. We're just a band with a theme. Like, there's bands with themes out there, like that Ned Flanders band, and there's a band called Colossus, Dr. Colossus in Australia, who do Simpsons related stuff. Like, all their songs they're stonery, but they're singing about, you know, the dank, or, you know,
there's a McDonald's Black Sabbath one as well.
Yeah, what was it called? Max Sabbath.
Max Sabbath, they're pretty
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the thing
we're
is,
not that
no, you're not, you're not a parody, are you?
It's not a piss take band. It's a band with a theme, though.
No, I like the kind of parameters it gives.
Yeah,
otherwise,
we're just
singing about, I don't know, politics or girls or.
Well, and whereabouts are you playing in Auckland next? When's the next time that locals can see you and enthusiastically participate in your throng?
We haven't got an Auckland one, actually. We played one recently and at Whammy Backroom.
Yep.
And but we, after this, we might, after we come back from Melbourne, we want to hit some other centres in New Zealand.
Would you come and let us know about that?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on the release of Saint Ranger, the brand new album from Bloodnut.
Sorry, Real Groovy as well. I forgot to say that.
Real Groovy. Real Groovy Records. Sell Records. congratulations on the release of the album, you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't realise that. No, but do you want to tell us about the Melanoma New Zealand thing?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Let's be fair. Poor redheads when it comes to the sun, you know?
Yeah. Our last album we gave to the Sumatran Orangutan Conservation Program, and like 10% of each album.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
We got to go to the zoo and hang out in the orangutan lodge. It was fun. Yeah. But not when they were in there, though. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
But this one...
So just went in there by yourselves? In the enclosure?
No, they took us in there. We did an interview and stuff in there.
Yeah, they have a sweet playground in there, man. You can swing on the ropes and everything.
It's luxury, isn't it? Yeah. It's not like the old polar bears of old with the...
Oh, yeah, they went crazy.
Yep.
Oh, the new one, we figured we'd send 10% of each album sale to Melanoma NZ, because the skin cancer's no joking matter to us.
Especially for the lighter of skin, you know?
Yeah.
See, how thoughtful of you, and just goes to show you that it's not all about making big bucks. Hey, guys.
We're not going to make big bucks. We won't even make back what we spent on the album.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning, you guys, and all the very best for the album. Have a great time in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And come and tell us when you're going to play next, or just come up and play on the radio, maybe.
Cheers.
About that. Cheers. This is Space Orangutan from the brand new Bloodnut album, Saint Ranger. Very good morning to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, I just love that shot. Doom. Doom.
Thank you. Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. Thanks to Burger Fuel. Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.